Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam, and especially my dear brother Abid. And this for you, Ya Abid, for Sabilillah, is very nice to contemplate, to think, to reflect, and said what this has to be done. Or I understand, this what I should do, I must do. I could do, I want to do. By this way, all your language is a future verb meaning you want to do, you should do, I could do, I want to do. This is what should be. Anyway, all this reflection, okay, it should be concrete with intention and motivation, willing, and concrete desire to be. At this moment, Allah will help you to be. Now, Abid, if you read his reflection over the verses I send, he questions how a person, after Allah give him pain and suffering, after Allah alleviate his suffering and give him all the bounty he like, he start leaving the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be happy with the bounty, and Allah call it shirk and kufr. When you look our condition of the ummah in last most close to 300 years, except only few, because when you look in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, you will not find the majority of a people is a believer. You will not find the majority of people thanking me. You see? This is ordained already. Now you should thank Allah. If you go to Ma'al Qadr session, take it like bells, step by step, and listen to it carefully. You will come to know is the ultimate gift Allah give us, the ultimate bounty is Hidayah. Because it's the only one, you will take it with you. Even good deed can be rejected. You see, doesn't mean I do good deed. Is there anything? No. You can have a mountain of good deed, and you have backbiting and you know and this and that and complaining. We have many hadith about that. By the way, as a believer, the mu'min, do not rely on his good deed. You see, you remember when Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are we going to enter Jannah with our good deed? He said, no, Ya Aisha. She said, what about you? He said, even me, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward me or granted me his rahmah, his mercy. This is a principle. The principle, a mu'min, a real mu'min, know it. What happened in reality? In reality, we fluctuate. If we have pain, if we have a lack of finance, lack of anything, we complaining, and we focus in this element, and we begging Allah to alleviate our suffering or our need. But I do not want Allah. I want it to be clear. I want Allah to give me. I do not want Allah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Now Allah give me the toys and bounty I want. Now I said, Allah, you give me the bounty, you give me the toy of dunya, you give me what I like, bye bye. I don't need you, Allah, now. And the person start doing kufr and shirk. And forget his condition. And forget he need Allah. And now there's a big musibah. And when the situation happen, Allah can close the door. May Allah save us of doing that. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he explained to us the nature of human being, the nature of the arrogant of human being, meaning Allah warning us. Now, you always ask, give me an answer, give me an answer. The answer is not a sentence, Ya Abid. It's not a formula, it's not a mathematic formula. I give you this, you give me that. No, it's a struggle of something called Islam. It's a struggle of Iman, a struggle of Iman al-Ghayb, a struggle of remember the bounty of Allah over you. I always, if you remember, if you let Sarah or Zohra send you the messages, I did it for the Project Smile. All the people who volunteer or try to do good deed, I always tell them one sentence: deny yourself. Don't give yourself a credit. Thank Allah, Allah using you. Similar, if you understand the concept of this life and the basic of this life, Allah create you, you don't choose it. Allah make you a Muslim, you didn't choose it. Allah even guide you, you don't choose it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put certain people in your life, you don't choose it. Allah unite certain people to each other for sabilillah, you wouldn't choose it. This bounty. But which one is higher and deep in my heart? The bounty of the relationship for Allah or the bounty of material life? This is a big musibah. The big musibah when deep down I have a hypocrisy, I have a lie, I'm cheating the message. By, in my mouth, I said, oh, the relationship for Allah. But in reality, I'm screaming, shouting, smiling, happy, giggling, sad, worry. It's all about money. It's all about the status of money. It's all about dunya until I drop dead. And even I will be happy with some good deed. But I'm not even aware about the amount of massive of bad deed I do. Very scary. Very, very scary. And this is the majority. And this why, Ubudiyya is not a talk. Ubudiyya is not two rak'ah and two nafl. Ubudiyya is a status inside. A status to remember who owned you. Who granted you his bounty. Who you need him. Who you need him day and night. By this way, if you are in a state of Iman, a state of Islam, and Allah give you bounty, you thank Allah for his bounty, and you use his bounty for him. But if you are in dunya, you become happy with the dunya, you take it to yourself, you relate it to yourself, and you build hidden hypocrisy, hidden ego, hidden arrogance, and deep inside you believe, I did it. Meaning now, you live in Qarun life. I did it. I accumulate it. This is shaitan wal'ayyazu billah. My dear brother, all the question you ask about it, I can tell you. Go to my session about Qadr. Listen to it carefully, over and over again. Go to my session about time. Read it over and over again and be connected to Quran. And it is a struggle. All what we talk about is a struggle. And now, beg Allah in the middle of a struggle and going up and down to Allah give you a good ending with Iman. It's all about. All what we're doing now is a reminder. It's just a reminder. A reminder for those who want to be reminded. I bear witness to Allah today. Even a lot of the people who are getting this message do not want to be reminded. They take this reminder as something ugly. I don't want it. Because it makes you feel guilty. It makes you feel like something is wrong. And a human being do not want to feel wrong. I want to feel I'm right. This is the style of shaitan. Shaitan manipulates you and always, I'm right. I'm the one. Who are you? Who you talk to me? Why this happening? Rebellious. This why the mu'min, hayyun layyin. Soft, easy to deal with. Easy to say I'm wrong. You see, easy, soft, kind, quality. By this way, please be careful, because all your reflection is so beautiful, but it's not enough. Minus struggle. And this struggle within to make to generate the ultimate, which is what? To be alert. And this alert, if it grow, this what lead you to ihsan. When you don't care about people, you care only about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today I bear witness to Allah, a lot of people committing shirk and kufr, because deep down inside, they care about how the people will look, how the people will see me, how the people will do this, how the people will... Is not how Allah, is no Allah in their language. Is no Allah in language, is people, 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 people. Basically, you can worship people and you don't feel it. Basically, you worship people, you worship yourself, you worship shaitan. Do you think after that you will have good quality? You think after that you will have good ibadah? You think after that you will have great? Shaitan manipulate you and bubble you up. There's no ending. And when a person reaches this level, believe me, you give advice or no advice will not benefit them. Because now they are on a journey with shaitan. But they decorate it and paint it with some Quran and hadith. May Allah save us to be among those. Remember, thank Allah of His bounty, and most of the bounty, the highest one, is the Nur of Allah, Hidayah. May Allah make us among those. Please, my advice, go to series about Qadr, take it step by step. Go to the series about time, take it step by step. 99% of all the questions you have, it will be answered, inshaAllah. Jazakum Allah kull khair. And this message is not for abid, for all of us. May Allah make us live as a abid, die as a abid, resurrected in the front of Allah as a abid, inshaAllah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.